Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. What a busy day. Red Sox make a big trade. We're still finalizing our dog tears that were so rudely interrupted earlier today.
I know, we got to get back to that.
There's a lot of demand for that.
I know.
So we will get to it probably in Grab Bag. We'll certainly tweet out the graphic later on.
Okay.
But we don't want to keep our guests waiting. Anfernee Jennings, Patriots linebacker, part of the New England Turkey Drive with Pop Douglas that is presented by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. You got to get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777. And thanks to Shaw's and Star Market. Plus, Anfernee Jennings on WEEI is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. By Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. By findmassmoney.com and by Service Credit Union, through their Protection Our Communities campaign, they're shining a light on the staffing crisis facing Massachusetts' first responders. You can ask your leaders to support those who keep us safe. Anfernee Jennings, a lot of people sponsoring this turkey drive. It's a great cause. Thanks for joining us here on Jones and Keefe. How you doing?
Man, no doubt. What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, thanks for having you on, or joining us, I should say. Pop Douglas, Anfernee Jennings, your turkey drive is going on throughout the day here in the city and other locations, Boys and Girls Clubs. Lynn, Lawrence, you're going to be elsewhere in the city later on today. How's it going so far?
It's going well. We just finished up here at Lynn and Lawrence. I headed to Roxbury, you know. It's been going great, been a great opportunity to be able to give back for the Thanksgiving and, being able to go to the different Boys and Girls Club and meet, the people that, run that place day in and day out. It's been nice.
What's on your plate? What's your favorite Thanksgiving foods?
I would have to say maybe dressing, turkey, mac and cheese, greens, and top it off with a little banana pudding.
Oh, banana pudding. Have you ever heard of it? We had Christian Ellis on the program yesterday, Bragg, and he was talking about, what was he calling it? Pretzel salad?
Pretzel salad.
Is that a dessert you've ever had? That was a dessert that he was describing that he
I've never even heard of that.
You never even heard of it?
Yeah.
All right, well, you can.
I'm glad to talk to Ellis about that, man.
Yeah. You can yell at him.
About that
he said that's his number one thing, pretzel salad.
Yeah, I never even heard of that, so I'm going to have to, ask him a little bit more about that one.
Yeah, get to the bottom of it if you don't mind.
How's this year been different for you than previous years? I can only imagine you talking about going out into these different communities and just people talking to you about the team and just how good you guys have been this year, maybe compared to some of the recent seasons.
Yeah, it's been fun. I think that's the biggest thing, been fun. Being around the guys, being able to pull together wins, I think that's the biggest thing. And, having that camaraderie among each other and, just being able to be out in the community and, the fans appreciate, what we've done on the field. And, I think that's been the biggest difference since I've been here. The fans, a lot more interactive and a lot more happy, man. And I think that us winning, it helps everybody, help the whole New England.
We've talked to a few other players this season about some of the slow starts. I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing about them. It wasn't a touchdown this past weekend against Cincinnati, but a field goal to get things started. Why do you think, or is there a commonality even in some of these games where maybe that first drive you're struggling with some of these opposing offenses?
I think, the opposing team, they do a good job of scripting, certain plays in the beginning of the game. And, once the game, settled down and we, able to, you know, figure out what they're trying to do to us, and you know, settle down and stuff like that. I think we get a better grip on the game. But you know, and like you said, like in the opening drive, you know, we feel like we had to do a better job, and that's something that we, you know, kind of focus on throughout the week. But you know, like I said, man, we do a good job, you know, settling down once the game, you know, starts flowing, and you know, we figure out what's going on.
I know you guys, it's obviously about, you know, the next man up, and unfortunately you've had a handful of injuries here on both sides of the ball. But for you guys specifically, not having Milton Williams for a couple of games, what is that going to mean to the defense?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. It's a huge blow. But like you said, man, it's next man up mentality. You know, everybody is always, like, preparing as if they are the starter. So, like, you know, when it comes to that type of stuff, man, you know, you just got to have that mentality, next man up, and – you know, we don't feel like it should be a drop-off no matter who in the game.
We were asking, again, a bunch of players, Hunter Henry, Christian Ellis, earlier this week about some of their favorite Thanksgiving memories. Now, I don't know if this you want to go back to high school with it, you want to go back to the Iron Bowl, but some things around the holiday that really jump out to you over your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think just me growing up in Alabama, you know, this week right here is huge in the state of Alabama, you know, simply because of the Iron Bowl. You know, just wherever you go right now in Alabama, it's probably going to be people wearing either orange and blue or red and white. And no matter what, you know, those two, you know, Auburn school or Alabama, what our record is at the time, like, it don't even matter this week. You know, it's either Roll Tide or War Eagle. So, you know, I think that's probably the biggest, you know, memory from my Thanksgiving, you know, to us, you know, obviously, you know, Thanksgiving, but, you know, getting ready to watch football, you know, on Thanksgiving, about the weekend.
You know, growing up in Alabama, was your goal all along to play for Alabama, or did that sort of come late in the high school process?
I always been an Alabama fan. I was more of a player fan growing up, but, you know, my goal was to always play for the Crimson and White. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. You played for Bill Belichick, who went into media. You played for Nick Saban, who's now in the media. Are you surprised to see those guys on that side of it in any way?
I am, honestly, to an extent. You know, what they've done on the football field as coaches is, you know, remarkable, and you know, you gotta always respect that. But to see those guys, you know, take on another role in the media, you know, it's new to me. And you know, obviously Bill's back, you know, back coaching with North Carolina, but you know, for Coach Saban, and you know, to see him every weekend or game day and stuff like that, you know, it's kind of new.
Have you been do you keep up with, you know, Bill at North Carolina, or check in on like what the Tar Heels scores on, or do you do any of that?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, look into it and, you know, check them out when I can, and, you know, obviously wish them always the best.
Okay, well, good. No, I get wishing them the best. And look, it's not been the greatest year so far at UNC. For Bill Belichick, unlike the Patriots here, sitting at 10-2, as you have one more game before the bye week, Giants on Monday Night Football. Again, the Pop Douglas and Anthony Jennings New England Turkey Drive going on right now, boys and girls clubs across Massachusetts, and going to another one in the city here coming up. We appreciate what you're doing out there, Anthony. Best of luck on Monday against the Giants. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Happy holidays to Anthony Jennings out there and our listeners. It is, I mean, your kids go to Boys and Girls Club, Keith. My son goes to the Boys and Girls Club as well. And so, look, it's a great thing they do in the community, not just watching out for the kids. I was picking up Lucas there yesterday, and this is not part of this specific turkey drive, but they're handing out all kinds of stuff.
That's great.
You know, for families who need it, want it, could use it at Thanksgiving. So a great cause going on. With Pop Douglas and Anthony Jennings. We appreciate him jumping on. Talking a little football, talking some Thanksgiving. That sounded like a nice plate he had made up there.
It sounded pretty good.
What was his dessert?
It was banana pudding.
Banana pudding, that's what it was.
Yeah, banana pudding, which is not too bad.
He's going to give Ellis some crap about the pretzel salad, is what it turns out.
Yeah.
You know what we forgot to ask him? This is my
mistake. What's funny? I was just going to say, I was looking up his last year at Alabama.
Yeah.
That team.
Oh.
It's just absurd. So his last season.
Was his last season with Tua? No, or was it with Mac? It was Mac.
It was, well, both. It was Tua and Mac. And just looking at the pros. So he was on the 17 title team. And then I believe his last year was the 2019 season, right? That's when he got drafted, I believe. And just scrolling down the list of like NFL players from that team, it's absurd.
Give it to me.
All right, ready. He played with Tua and Mac. Yep. He played with Najee Harris, Brian Robinson, Jerome Ford, Henry Ruggs.
Okay, so hang on. So right there.
Yep.
So that's two quarterbacks and three running backs.
Correct.
In the NFL.
Yep.
Okay. What are the receivers?
He played with Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith.
Okay. Pretty good.
I mean, and Tyrell Shavers.
I mean,
so five NFL. Yeah.
Tyrell Shavers with Josh Allen the other week. Okay.
Cam Latu and Miller Forstall, both NFL according to this, tight ends. Then a bunch of linemen, including Landon Dickerson, who was really good, Alex Leatherwood, Evan Neal, Jedrick Willis.
He also overlapped with Barmore, right?
Christian Barmore was on that team. A bunch of other guys that aren't necessarily household names. Also Patrick Surtain. Xavier McKinney. It's ridiculous.
Well, and just I was listening to their interview with Ty Law this morning, and it is funny. Like, I don't really ever think of Ty Law at Michigan. I don't really ever think about that, right?
Oh, well, yeah, because we were young enough. He was just like in the pros in the mid-90s.
I think of him, I just think of him as a Patriot, but it's like, oh, yeah, he was playing in Michigan, Ohio State every year when he was there.
Yeah.
Anthony Jennings was part of the Iron Bowl. Yeah. Alabama and Auburn every single year.
Too, because Auburn, even the years where Alabama was better, they wouldn't always beat Auburn.
And I don't know. It's just interesting, not in the college football hotbed, but those are massive games every single year. You know, uh-huh. Wiggy and Ty Law were talking about this morning. It's like, you can save your job at Michigan in what feels like a pseudo lost year. I think they only have two losses, but they're not Ohio State. They're probably not going to be in the college football playoff.
Oh, Michigan beat Ohio State last year. Ohio State won the title, but everyone's like, "Oh, Michigan beat them."
And you right, and you can like point to that and be like, "It's going to save your job." Yeah. It changes the way people look at it. The whole season meaning.
Yeah.
So Anthony Jennings has a similar one with Alabama and Auburn. Anyway, 617-779-7937. I meant to ask him about his dog. We'll update if he has one. I don't know if he has one.
He may
not. I was going to ask, do you have a dog? What kind of dog is it, and where does it fit in on the tiers? I meant to ask
that. Trying to put these bad boys on the tiers.
We're going to finalize those. We'll update them in the grab bag, so stay tuned for it. Today's a little jumbled with the Red Sox breaking news. Any lingering thoughts from when we talked to Bradfo last hour? You feel better, worse? How do you feel about what they're going to do this offseason? Now that Sonny Gray's in the fold, which I'm okay with. I initially probably had him. Like, I was surprised when you said Crochet, Bayo, Gray.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you don't have Gray ahead of Bayo. You're like, no.
Not yet.
I think that was the right way to slot him. I probably initially would have slotted them differently. I think that's the right way to do it.
So I think because it's the first move, it's all we can react to. And so if your thought is, oh, that's not Joe Ryan, well, they haven't not gotten Joe Ryan yet, or they haven't not gotten a number, like a legitimate co-ace yet. If you look at Sonny Gray more as this year's Walker Buehler, meaning like the amount of money committed to him, hopefully not the performance, like hopefully he's a lot better than Walker Buehler. But if you're looking at some of the veteran mid to back end of the rotation guys they've had over previous years, like Lucas Giolito, like James Paxton, like Walker Buehler, if Sonny Gray is that version, that to me is pretty good.
Oh, it should be a super high end version of that.
And
pitcher,
it's a 1 year guy. So you're not just saying we got a really young roster. We can sort of afford to have like a slow build towards competing. No, this is a one-and-done guy. So if he has an awesome year, he's going to be a free agent, and then maybe he gets one more payday. He is in his mid-30s, so it wouldn't be like a long-term deal or anything, but there's no guarantee you have him after this year. So to trade a number five prospect, even though he does seem like he's a little bit on the decline in Brandon Clark, it's still a top five prospect in your system, which is regarded as a good system, and you're trading it for a one-year player. I like that. I have no problem with that.
No, they just need to do a lot more.
Yeah, and so they might.
Bradfo said they're still going to get a pitcher and a bat.
Okay.
So, okay, that's Joe Ryan and Alonso in your scenario. Or, you know, Joe Ryan and Bregman, which is what I would prefer. I'd still say I'd rather have two bats than another arm on top of this, but maybe I'm wrong about that. And as Bradford said, this is not a number two starter. I mean, this is one of those 3 through 10 guys, which Breslow said he wasn't going to get. We got a phone call earlier. I think it was Justin in D.C., who was all hot under the collar. He said,
this is
evidence that Breslow can't close on a number two starter. Mm. And this is a pivot to a number two starter. So if that's the case, that's going to be underwhelming. Red Sox officially announced the trade, by the way, for whatever it's worth. So that trade is finalized. They're on the hook for $21 million this year Cardinals are going to eat the other 20 on a rework deal. So, I mean, we're almost to Thanksgiving, and we've seen the Red Sox make some big moves over the years at this point in time. Maybe this is the beginning of a busy offseason, or maybe we'll be underwhelmed again with John Henry and his spending. We'll see where it goes. My fear is it's the latter. We'll continue to follow that throughout the course of the week and, of course, the baseball offseason. You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Keith, they are clamoring for it on the text line.
We'll get there.
Twitch chat. We got people. Jackson texted us his dog.
Okay.
We have others.
What kind of dogs do you have?
Nice. Were you on the text? He's not, lovely little Frenchie.
Oh, did he send that just to you?
Little friend. Oh, I don't know. Were you cut out of it?
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
You were cut out of it.
We need more dogs.
Cute little Frenchie, okay. Has been submitted as well. So we will tell you where all the dogs fit in our interrupted tiers coming up in just a little bit. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. I imagine with some football and a lot of Red Sox with their trade earlier today. We'll get you the clip du jour and right after Trent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
With Billy Lanny.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, we were just minding our own business, celebrating a Tier Tuesday 2 hours ago when we found out that the Red Sox traded for Sonny Gray.
Woo!
So we had to spend a lot of time on Sonny Gray.
Well
deserved. We had Rob Bradford on to talk about it.
We did.
We even had Curran and Jennings, not to talk about Sonny Gray as much, but that sort of detoured us from the Tier Tuesday topic at hand, which was dog breeds.
Yes. In honor of the National Dog Show
coming
on Thanksgiving.
A couple days.
Yeah. I mean, look, turn off the Macy's Day Parade at some point and turn on the dog show before you get to football. I mean, that's usually what we do in my household. We decided to rank these breeds. Now, that looks like a loaded tier, Keith. We've been kind of doing this off the air in breaks. Yep. I mean, breaks, plural. Like, it's been taking a while to narrow this down. It took us a while to come up with said dog breeds.
Correct.
We had to do most of this off the air because of the breaking news. So what did we land on?
Well, I'll tell you what. So we'll tweet this out momentarily and put it on Instagram, at Jones and Keefe, at Rich Keefe, WEEI, on Instagram. Six tiers we landed on.
Yep.
Goat at the top. Good boy.
Sure.
Frisky. These are frisky dogs.
Of course.
Watch your profanity.
Which,
we'll see.
Okay, yeah.
Not for me, and not a dog. So these are, should I start with the top or the bottom tier?
Oh, let's start with the goat.
Okay, the goat tier we have. In no order, again, this isn't a ranking.
These are tiers.
So actually, it might even be alphabetical.
I might rank them within the tier, but let's
you
see.
You could.
Yeah.
These are the goat dogs. Not goat dogs, but dogs
that are the greatest of all time. Yes.
Bernese Mountain Dog.
Great dog.
Border Collie.
Great dog.
Mastiff.
Pretty good dog.
German Shepherd.
Great dog.
Golden Retriever.
Really good dog.
Great Dane.
Great dog.
Pug.
Hell.
I love a pug.
I might have got outvoted on that.
He's
one.
He's on there. That's Otis from Milo and Otis.
Sure.
A Newfoundland.
Newfie. Like a Newfie.
A St. Bernard.
St. Bernard.
A Rottweiler.
Yep, sure.
And a Labrador Retriever, which sort of is your yellow lab, your chocolate lab, your black lab.
Yeah, now Andy Hart came in and was very specific.
Yeah.
But these are all labs.
Labrador Retrievers.
We love
all
labs.
Family. Yes, so that is your top tier. I think that's 10 top tier dogs.
Okay. Those are the goats.
Your good boys.
Good boys.
These are your good boys and girls. Your Australian Shepherd.
Well, I think they got robbed.
They may have. They might be the top end of this tier.
Yeah.
The Basset Hound.
Okay.
The Bloodhound.
Yeah, I'm still confused on which is which.
We're going to circle back to that.
Good.
Clip du jour. The Bulldog.
Okay.
The Bull Mastiff.
Okay.
The Great Pyrenees.
Oh, nice looking dog.
The Irish Wolfhound.
Big dog.
Oh, put a little saddle on that thing. Put a kid on it. run around the house. A Leon burger. This is a big hit. When you watch the dog show.
This was one where Keith, this was never discussed.
Working class.
All of a sudden, Keith's like, what Leon about burger. Leon burger? I'm like, what about it? That. And he just put it in a
Leon
tier.
Burger. Yeah. Burger with a B, with an E. It's basically like a St. Bernard Newfoundland mix.
Got it.
Yeah, this was.
Put this dog in goat.
Yeah, Leon burger maybe got robbed here. A little snubbed.
It wasn't even discussed. It just jammed into a tier.
The Springer Spaniel.
Oh, I like Springer.
The Collie.
Sure.
And the Cane Corso.
That's a big dog.
My sister has one of those. Yeah, yep. Big dog. So that's the good boy. The Frisky tier ended up being a pretty crowded tier.
Really?
Your Frisky dogs.
Okay.
Your Alaskan Malamute,
mm-hmm.
Your American Pitbull Terrier, your Beagle, Boxer, Brittany, Chow Chow, Dalmatian, Dachshund, French Bulldog, Greyhound Whippet, Siberian Husky, the Cardigan Welsh Corgi, the Pembroke Welsh Corgi, the Flatcoat Retriever, and the Irish Setter.
Did you Jackson. Say Whippet?
Whippet and Greyhound are both in the Frisky tier.
That was just something you did out of like with nitrous.
No,
like Devo.
Nah, it's like a
Whippet good. It's a mini Greyhound, is what it is. Yeah, Jackson, thumbs up or thumbs down on French Bulldog in the Frisky tier, tier three?
Is he mad about that?
Oh, thumbs up. I thought you would want that higher. Okay.
He's like,
I argued
that's
for Frenchie higher.
Too
I,
crazy.
I was outvoted, and Frenchie wound up in Frisky.
Okay, we have the Watch Your Profanity.
Yeah,
we have the American Cocker Spaniel.
I get it.
The English Cocker Spaniel.
Okay, so two Cocker Spaniels.
The Shih Tzu.
Sure.
Watch your profanity.
The standard Schnauzer and the giant Schnauzer.
Well, giant Schnauzer
is
definitely
Schnauzer's
watch your profanity.
For sure.
Standard and even maybe mini Schnauzer is probably closer to reality, but sure.
Okay. You're not for me.
Yep.
This is the Alaskan Husky, the American Bulldog, the Boston Terrier, the Bull Terrier, who I kind of like. That's the.
That was one where you.
That's the dog from Target.
You got outvoted?
Yeah, I got outvoted on that. The Doberman Pinscher.
Oh, boy. Cat grew up with Dobermans. Hopefully she's not listening.
And the Russell Terrier.
Okay.
Like Eddie from Frasier.
Yep.
There that you hate.
My neighbors had a Jack Russell Terrier Bragg.
Yeah.
Yippie dog.
And
real yippie
energetic.
Dog. Yeah.
Well, the bottom tier is the not a dog.
Okay.
This is the Chihuahua, the Pomeranian, the Poodle toy miniature. Oh, I forgot to put the big poodle in the other tier.
Damn it.
The Yorkshire Terrier, the Maltese, the English Toy Spaniel, the Pekingese, and... The Cavalier King Charles.
The what now?
Spaniel.
Your dog.
Not a dog.
Hang on. The Cavalier King Charles is...
Bottom tier.
It's a not a dog?
Little guy.
It's a dog.
This is ones that have teeth that don't have teeth.
That's what I was going to ask. Are we specifically ranking Charleston? Because he might not be
a dog.
Could
you put him
in... He's really more cat. He's toothless. I mean, he's really barely a dog.
Can you put him in a purse?
Well, you probably could.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he would fit in there, I assume.
Listen, we had to tier them. They can't all be in the top tier, although they are dogs.
All right, so my dog is in the not a dog tier.
Yeah.
Is your dog the only dog that's not in the goat tier that's on the show?
Yes.
Well, I think Harrow's in a lot of tiers.
He's going to paw in every tier.
Harrow's in quite a few tiers.
He definitely...
But yes, I did a lot of dogs Keith grew up with. Nick's dog.
Yep.
They're ranked quite well, I noticed, yes.
I would say so.
All Andy Hart's dogs are top tier.
Yep.
Yeah. Somehow my dog is not a dog.
Not bad.
Okay.
With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns in your head,
grab bag, egg.
Any Monday Night Football takeaways?
Yeah,
the 49ers are running all your Panthers?
I was thinking Purdy was about to get benched and they were going to go back to
Mac. Mac Jones.
That might be where they go. Three picks for Purdy. They do win. They're 8-4. Panthers now 6-6.
I was pretty excited for my Carolina Panthers last night. I actually was looking forward to that game quite a bit.
That's tough.
It's tough to believe in
that.
Yeah,
it's not ideal.
Real quick.
What are you laughing at? People are upset, obviously, at the tears.
That's fine.
Your dog
might
be a nice dog.
I can handle that. Somebody said, where's the robot dog? We could have had like the Boston Dynamics robot dog on there.
Oh, yeah.
Someone also said, where's Snoop Dogg? That's
Snoop
a miss.
Dog.
She got Snoop Dogg goat tier.
This is just D-O-G. This isn't D-O-double-G.
D-O-double-G could have been its own tier.
That would have been a different tier
altogether.
True,
yeah.
With the road dog Jesse James from the New Age Outlaws
as
well.
That's top five Friday.
Yeah, save it.
Yeah, you're confusing your day,
now
sir.
We'll do top five dogs for Friday.
Top five dogs.
Oh, good one, yeah.
Top five dogs.
Cavalier will make that one.
Say the gears are turning right now. Top five dogs.
Okay.
Some grab bag once told me Jones is kind of lonely. He's got the softest hands on the show.
Not relevant.
And Keith was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of a grab bag on his forehead.
All right, Jones, let's play a little game called In or Out.
In or Out.
It's a classic game.
Okay.
The Football Hall of Fame semifinalists have been announced.
Okay, so these people are either in, they should be in the Hall of Fame or should not.
26 names.
I haven't put it in yet, but I'm going to put it in.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay, Mark and Medford.
All right, in or out?
Yep.
Drew Brees.
In.
In.
Yeah, I don't
like him either,
yeah,
but like,
barely.
In. He's just overrated. I think he's still a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, we're small hall guys, but he's in.
Notoriously small hall guys.
Yeah, big time.
Eli Manning.
This is my hall.
This is our hall. This is our hall.
Out.
Out. Phillip Rivers.
Out.
Out. Frank Gore.
Well,
which hall of fame?
Thank you, Nick. Which hall of fame are we talking?
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Out of mine.
He's a tough one because
Magnum Dom.
There's that, but there's also he's like top two or three in rushing yards like all time.
I don't care. Were you ever like, oh my god, look at you have to play Frank Gore?
Was I ever like, oh my god, Frank Gore?
Yes. The answer is yes. I was like, all right, well, you got me there. He's out.
All right, Fred Taylor
out.
Former Patriot, great.
Out.
Larry Fitzgerald,
definitely
in. Torrey Holt.
In.
Should be in. He has been sitting
it's
on this list
honestly,
forever.
Honestly, is Fitzgerald eligible for the first time? How are those guys
yes.
not in?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the names I mentioned so far, Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Frank Gore, Larry Fitzgerald are first-time guys. Torrey Holt, we would both have in. Steve Smith Sr.?
I would have out, but I really liked him as a player.
I think he's in. I mean, he won't be, but I think he should. Hines Ward?
Out.
Yeah. Reggie Wayne? Really good, but probably just missed. He's a good gatekeeper.
Yeah. I would probably lean in.
In, okay.
Yeah.
Jason Witten?
Jason Witten has to be in.
Probably in. Like yeah. he's not Gronk, but he's really, really good. Adam Vinatieri
in.
Should be in. It was insane that he didn't get in last year.
Yeah, there's actually way more people I'm putting in the Hall of Fame than
yeah.
I expected.
Small hall
yeah,
guy. Willie Anderson.
Out.
Not Willie Manderson.
Oh, wait.
Willie Anderson.
The offensive lineman?
Yeah,
oh, wait.
Lineman.
Who was I thinking of? I was thinking of like Morton Anderson. Willie Anderson?
The kicker?
I'll plead ignorance. All I wasn't right. ready for this.
Willie
I'll say out. Yeah.
Lomas Brown.
Out.
You're not putting Lomas Brown
no,
in the Hall of Fame?
I'm not. I should have done more homework for this.
You don't know ball. Jahai.
Touch grass, Jones.
Jahri Evans.
Out. I always said. Jahri Evans.
Jahri
I was
Evans.
Like, not a Hall of Famer.
Richmond
yeah.
Webb.
Out.
Good Dolphin. Protect the blind side.
I don't want O-lineman.
Steve Wisniewski.
Out.
Marshall Yonda.
Out.
Robert Mathis.
Out.
Vince Wilfork.
Out.
Yeah. Kevin Williams. For the Williams
Big
Wall.
Cat?
Yeah, yeah.
Not to be confused with our dogs. Out.
Luke Kuechly.
Out. Not didn't do it for long enough.
Yeah, but
out.
Is Patrick Willis in?
Yeah, but I
Kuechly's was close.
Not my Hall of Fame. Not my Hall of Fame.
Terrell Suggs.
Begrudge. Not a great guy, but he's
not
in.
A good guy
he's
Hall
in.
Of Fame.
Is that it? Are we done?
No.
Oh.
Rodney Harrison.
I saw you reaching for the mouse.
Well, I got to be prepared here for the next thing.
Rodney Harrison in.
I think Rodney Harrison should be in as well, so yeah. I'm glad he made it this far. Earl Thomas.
Oh.
Really good, but.
Yeah, I think I would. Who should get in from the Legion of Boom? Not to throw aside.
Sherman.
Like just Sherman?
Oh, maybe Thomas, too. Maybe the two. Maybe both of them.
Yeah, maybe Thomas.
And then Darren Woodson.
Out.
Yeah, he sort of lingers on these lists and doesn't really get in. That's a lot of Hall of Famers that we think.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Ah-ha! Fighter of the bag grab. Ah-ha! Champion of fun. Ah-ha! Jones and Keefe at 1:30 every day for everyone, except when the Red Sox preempt them. Grab bag.
Hey, text line real quick. Yes, my answer is yes. Jones, do you want to place a bet on who will be better next year, Sonny Gray or Richard Fitz? Email me. Adam.Jones.
Wait, Richard Fitz?
At Odyssey. Send me an email. I will take your bet. Donation
Man.
To charity.
Man.
Put your money where your mouth is, you idiot. You say stupid crap all the time.
Is this you saying that or him saying that?
No, no, no. I will take Sonny Gray over Dick Fitz, email me. I will absolutely place that bet. We'll figure out what the stat is, what our like line of demarcation is. I will take you on that bet text line 1,000%.
Somebody just made a
1.429 $626.
Email me. I will take that action.
Feud going on
yes.
here.
Yeah, yeah it's
is
one
it Vinny?
No, it's one specific texter that I will take your bet, sir. Yes.
Should somebody just made Jason on Twitter, in honor of Tier Tuesday, I made a list of my favorite radio
this.
Hosted characters over the years.
This is a good one.
We're in the GOAT tier.
We're in the GOAT tier.
There's GOAT just a bit outside, Fool's Gold, Frisky, We Are Dealing With Amateurs, and Parlay Buster.
Who do you think's in that
you
tier?
Can imagine who's in the Parlay Buster. Not bad.
Terps in his own.
Not bad.
His own bottom tier.
I like that.
Pure yeah. Hoops.
Pretty good.
Pure Hoops. Didn't make it. That's too bad.
Who's that Pokemon?
back!
Shohei Ohtani is going to play for Team Japan in the World Baseball Classic. What do you think of that?
Where else would he play?
U.S.?
Yeah, no. They trade for him?
He wouldn't play at all, maybe, would be the thing that I'm talking about.
I don't really understand the news.
I'm not saying he's trying to be like another citizen somewhere else. Get the Cuban team going or something. Shohei Ohtani has been traded to the Dominican Republic. You're like, wait a minute.
Oh, hang on.
That's not fair. You can't be doing that.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want
grab bag.
You can't handle them.
Grab bag.
Looks like the New Orleans Saints, who are in the market for a kicker, are going not with Justin Tucker. They were looking into that.
Oh, they
thing.
Steered out of that one?
Or Kyle Tucker.
Who?
You're going to say Kyle Tucker.
I was going to say Kyle Tucker. No, Justin Tucker. They ended up going with Cade York to the practice squad following a tryout.
I thought they were bringing back Blake Groupie. That's what
I guess not. I guess it's not going to be the grouper. It's too bad.
Of all the grab bags
in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Dylan Gabriel has been cleared to play, but it will be Shedeur Sanders.
Hell yeah.
Coming up on Sunday. So you're looking forward to the full week of practice for Shedeur. He says it could be dangerous for everybody.
Give that man
out there
a full week of practice. Look out.
They play that Niners team that we saw last night. They're home to the Niners on Sunday.
Their defense does not rate very well, but they've played, I think, twice in primetime. And they shut it down against the Falcons, and they shut it down last night against Carolina.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like when I've watched them, that defense has been pretty good.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to go for Shedeur, but he deserves another start. He played okay.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
All right, time for our favorite segment within the segment. Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
I gotta start looking at this. Has he?
The answer is, of course, yes.
Yes.
So, he did have a response, or maybe we had this one yesterday. This might have been late in the day yesterday. His response to the Jack Morris Hall of Fame credentials.
No, I didn't hear this yesterday.
He voted for Jack Morris.
Oh, he was in on Jack Morris. I'd be out.
Yeah. So then there's some political stuff in there, and then there's also one.
We're skipping over. We're glazing over all that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into all that whole thing.
Good stuff though.
So there's a female on Twitter,
or a bot. Nice.
At honeymoon 250.
Hell yeah.
She said, she tweeted out a thing. It's once again one of these have you evers, and she scored 40 points. She was curious. What about for you?
Oh,
so these are. This is the game. Again, he's played a lot of similar games to this.
Oh, good.
All right, Bob Ryan, now Adam Jones.
Yes.
You're going to be in the hot seat here. Have you ever spent the night in a hospital?
No.
That's 10 points.
No.
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 Even when Lucas was born?
Oh, I guess that counts. I'm sorry. Yes.
It could also be a joyous occasion.
No, I see. Yeah, I have spent the night in a hospital, then yes.
Wrecked a vehicle?
No.
Swam in the ocean?
Yes.
Hidden. That would be better. Ridden a horse?
No.
Ridden a bicycle.
Yes.
Flew in a plane.
Yeah.
Been to another country.
Yes.
Owned a pet.
Yes. Depends on what kind of animal, but yes.
Drank from the water hose.
Yeah.
Gotten a tattoo.
No.
Bob did 8 out of those 10. He won't say which.
Oh, it was only 10.
There was only 10. Bob did 8 of those things, but he won't say which.
I was bracing for way more. Wait, so how many points did I get?
You were probably like 50 points.
Oh, okay, good.
Give
good. High score.
Yeah, you're right in there. You're nice. You're doing a pretty good job. All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Jones, was it Keontae George? 28 points, 6 boards, 7 assists.
No.
Jeremy Grant, 35 points. DeMar DeRozan, 33 points. 0 rebounds.
Oh.
And 4 assists.
Yeah, but.
Was it Anthony Edwards? 43 points, 7 boards.
7!
Or was it Carl Anthony Towns? 37 points.
7!
And 12 rebounds.
I'm going DeRozan. They won 35 points. I didn't realize the zero rebounds, but give me the lone mid-ranger, okay, if you don't mind.
All right, I'll give you the lone mid-ranger. Yeah, how do you go a whole game with no rebounds? But either way.
Well, it's not great.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we have a random ball player who played infield. Say middle infielder primarily for a variety of teams. He was also a one-time All-Star. Played for the A's, Giants, Blue Jays, Red Sox, Mets, and Rockies.
Give me a year on the Red Sox.
Played for the Red Sox in 10 and 11. 10 and 11. Was an All-Star in 13 with the Giants. 277 career hitter.
Marco Scudero.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Nice.
Marco Scudero.
Mark Portugal and Marco Scudero.
Mark Portugal is the pull and a half.
Yeah.
Scudero a little bit easier. No, Scudero,
Scudero, I agree, was much easier. Okay. Well, you can shut it down there, text line and Twitch. Yeah. I beat you to that one. Not looking for any Arcan text.
Fellas.
Okay. Random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. I didn't realize he made an all-star team. That's surprising.
Yeah, late in his career.
He was like a CS MVP or a World Series MVP?
He was
something
NLCS
like that.
Yes. MVP.
Thank you. Thank you.
He was NLCS MVP, and then they went on to win the World Series in 12 with the Giants.
There you go.
Yeah.
Random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. It was not Sonny Gray today, Brad Foe. Apologies. More info, though, on Sonny Gray with WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. So stay tuned for it. Plus, we'll get you the clip du jour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Next.
Like all right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And, of course, it's a Tier Tuesday. And we did have to pull the plug a little bit because Sonny Gray got traded during our dog breed Tier Tuesday. What?
Snoop Dogg in it? He didn't make the cut?
No. That's more of a top five thing when we really think outside the bun. This was more of straight dog breeds. And so here was some of that conversation.
Basset Hound.
Basset Hound.
I've never had a Basset Hound.
Frisky?
Goat.
Goat dog?
Goat dog. Basset Hounds are hilarious.
Why is it Frisky?
Stupid ears.
Big, giant ears. They got short legs. They're kind of like, oh, a Basset Hound?
I'm saying Frisky. So that means by default it goes good boy?
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Put that on a
game. You've been a very good boy.
They are hilarious. Basset Hounds?
Yeah, that's
all. How could you be in a bad mood around a Basset Hound?
Is that Droopy Dog?
Oh, hell yeah.
Droopy Dog's a Basset Hound.
And his nephew, Dripple. I think it was his nephew or his son.
Watch your profanity.
Thank you. Yeah, I think.
Put Dripple in there.
All right. Basset Hound. Good one.
Bloodhound.
Also goat. You ever seen the movie Best in Show?
Wait a minute. Is the Bloodhound Droopy Dog? Or
no,
the Basset?
No.
Wait, I didn't know there was really much of a difference between a Basset
Hound.
Yeah,
now that we're to Bloodhound.
They're way different. So the Basset Hound has like the really short legs and the really long ears.
I don't
want
to get canceled for painting with a broad brush. Telling me there's a big difference here. I've lumped them all together.
They're way shorter, the Basset Hound.
Okay.
The Basset Hound also has like a lot of them have like a lot of white on them.
Got it.
The Bloodhound is like brown, maybe like a little bit of like black fur. They have long ears, but they're bigger. They're a lot taller. And they have the best sniffer of all the dogs.
Well, that makes sense.
They are like the ones, if you're like trying to solve crime, you want a bloodhound.
Smell some crime.
You get out there. Oh, let's solve a cold case. Give a little whiff to the bloodhound. You're out in the woods. You're finding dead bodies everywhere.
That bumps it up a tier.
You can hunt with
the
best
goat?
Goat. Oh, 100% goat.
I say good boy. Billy?
Good boy.
No!
Good boy. Yep. Sorry, Keith.
You guys haven't seen Best in Show,
just a bigger Basset Hound.
I have seen
it. No, it's not. It's a bloodhound.
Okay.
Well, they're up and at them now.
You really made quite a case for me and Billy. We're not swayed whatsoever. But
and
yes,
I'm glad it's in Good Boy.
The full tears are up. Boy.
Yeah, the tears are up. A lot of good looking pups on there. It's a good tier. That was a good idea by you.
Well, I know Andy Hart was a
kind of
wants fan
this
of the
Leon
tears.
Burger now. This
dude, this Leon
cool
Burger is incredible.
I haven't taken it off the screen yet.
I guarantee you at the at the dog show on Thursday,
they'll be in there.
There'll be a Leon Burger.
Well, I would think most breeds are in the dog show. I would think.
I bet there's not 350 breeds in the dog show. You think there's that many?
Maybe.
Oh. You'll see the Leon Burger. He'll be in the working class with all the other hosses. He'll be like, here comes the Newfoundland. Here comes
the
Mastiff.
Leon Burger for Hoss of the Week.
Oh, Leon Burger.
Maybe. Throw his hat in the ring.
Nick's trying to buy one now. He's trying to see where he got
him. Kind of am. Yeah.
I know Hart was a fan of the tears earlier today. The crossover brought to you by the 99 restaurant. You can reunite with friends and family at the 99. The night before Thanksgiving, you can enjoy six packs of bone-in wings for just $5.99, full-size appetizers for $6.99, and special trivia at the bar from 2 to close. Gather up your friends and visit the Nines. Andy Hart, what's up?
Hi, how are you guys? I love when you guys fight about something that clearly neither of you really knows anything about. It's some of your
serious?
Best arguments.
Some would say that's most of our
Well, you don't think there's 350 that. Breeds in the dog show? Like... I have no idea, but you guys argue passionately, and I appreciate that.
Yep. I'm now backed into a corner, and my answer is yes.
I'm with you. Yeah. I think there is probably early on, like I'm sure it gets whittled down pretty quick.
Yeah, the 350 finalists.
The play-in bracket.
Like that. The field of 68 or whatever the hell it's growing to. Like, yeah, I agree with you on that. So, and then it gets down. I've never even heard it. What is it, the Logan Burger?
Leon Burger.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. Mick loves it.
I just love big fluffy dogs.
Settle down back there.
There's 190 AKC registered breeds are assigned to one of seven groups representing the thing. So I can't even imagine they have 190.
Nick, did you see recently, if you search social media, there was some super fluffy dog that sold for tens of millions of dollars.
What?
I believe the Middle East.
Expensive.
It was a badass looking dog. It was huge, and its fur was even bigger, and it went for like tens of millions of dollars.
I gotta fact check this. Yeah, some of that. Needs
oh yeah, this is definitely
that.
Fits in with your overall discussion.
I mean, I'd buy a
minimal
dragon
knowledge.
For that much. I don't know about a. I love dogs.
Well,
but
if
I feel
you
like
had oil money,
just rescue one.
I don't think this is the kind of dog you rescue.
I don't think.
But good job on the.
When
tears.
I look at Harrow, I ask the question:
$5.7 million.
Who rescued who?
What kind of dog was it, Nick?
Pick this up off the air.
Out.
All right.
Sorry.
What? We're in the middle of something.
What are you in the middle of?
I had a good
crossover.
I had a good line about
Mark Schlereth at 2:30.
Oh, stink!
Yeah, 4:30. We got Brian Hoyer.
Nice.
We got Ted Johnson. Ted Talk. He'll be coming in hot and bothered, I'm sure, about some of the more negative issues that the Patriots had over the weekend. And obviously, we'll react right off the jump there to this Sonny Gray deal. I have the feeling I like it more than Fitzy because I kind of like it.
I do too.
32 starts, 200 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So you've upgraded your Giolito.
Yes.
That's how I look at it. Now, talk to me in like April if this was kind of all you did. I probably will have a different view of this. But last year at this time, we were dubious of the closer. Or he wasn't even the closer at the time, right? The Chapman signing.
Yeah,
we were like, that's a lot for a setup guy. And then he goes out and has a great year as a closer.
No, I like it. I like this move.
First move, I'll take it.
Okay. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937 with Hart, Fitzy, and Ted. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. $14.99 big deal meals. Start the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. Try the roasted turkey dinner smothered with rich gravy. You gotta love the Nines. By the way, forgot to do this earlier. Go pick up Devin Neal. He's your pickup of the week, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That is cars with a K. I think Neil's going to play with Kamara out if you need a running back in New Orleans. We are back tomorrow. Would you rather Wednesday? Hashtag Dork Minute. Pure Hoops with Terp.
Got a couple other things.
Yeah,
in the
lots of other stuff.
I got a couple of ideas.
Oh,
yeah.
Bozo touchdown parlay.
Oh, yeah,
Thanksgiving only.
Yep.
Oh, Jackson 5, I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So a busy Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.